Hey, good morning, Brock Hunter.
Well, yeah.
What's up?
Mega power, yeah. 6:35, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Also, going to be talking about the Super Bowl, get your predictions.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Right now, though, it's time for Rock News.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Rock News in the morning. Gonna sing a song because it's rock news time. I don't know what that was. Metallica's Helping Hands live and acoustic at the Masonic, right? Masonic?
How do you spell it?
M-A-S-O-N-I-C.
Masonic.
Moron. Masonic, there you go. I knew you're a Mason, so I figured I'd ask. Can I tell people that? No? I don't know.
Well, you did.
It's out this weekend digitally and has two records set only available at independent retailers. All proceeds go to the band's All Within My Hands Foundation. Very cool. They're a nice charitable thing that they did. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth has lowered the asking price of his Fallbrook, California estate. Another $325,000. Ouch.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
When you're dropping it that much, how much is this thing worth? Oh, it's worth over $2 million.
Wow.
That'd be pretty cool, living Dave Mustaine's house, though.
You know?
Why do people buy such expensive houses? I don't get it. Even rock stars. It's like, I know you have the money, but you could buy a nice, like, ranch, you know?
Yeah, I never got that either. Either those full-blown mansions that you're like, yeah, how many times? You probably don't even see half the room.
No. No, it's got 25 rooms. Why? Why?
You have 25 wives?
Yeah. God, you think I want 25 people staying at my house at once?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Can hardly handle two.
Good God. Anyway, that's today. If you want Dave Mustaine's house, it's just over $2 million. Lastly, this is great. Red Jumpsuit Apparatus have launched a new cover series with a take on Men at Work's Down Under. I come from a land down under. It's probably better than that. And it's on all streaming services now. I love Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, man. I haven't heard anything from them in a while. Lastly, big, exciting, awesome news today. Green Day's breakthrough album, Dookie, turns 25 years old today.
One of the greatest albums.
Dude, and here's the thing is, I like Green Day. I wouldn't say I'm like a mega fan, but Dookie came out at a time when my brain was being influenced a lot by music, and that is a front-to-back album.
It was
absolutely.
That was one of the handful of CDs that are great front-to-back.
Well, and listen to this. It was released February 1st, 1994. Five radio hits, four which were released as singles. Longview was number one, Welcome to Paradise number seven, Basket Case number one, and When I Come Around was number one, and She number five. You know, all those songs were on that album.
Whatever weed they were smoking during that album, creating that album, I need to get some more of that, because that album was great.
It's just so good. So good. I mean, I could put that album on now and sing every word to every song.
You know how hard it is to come up with so many songs like that, back to back to back to back.
Yeah.
That are that good on one album.
It does not happen a lot. That is for sure. None of the five actually made the Billboard Hot 100 sales and airplay chart, but that didn't stop Dookie from selling more than 20 million copies worldwide and over 10 million in the U.S. alone, getting it a diamond certification for the RIAA. In an interview shortly after the album catapulted them into success, drummer Trey Cool and bassist Mike Dirnt stressed that there was no overnight success story involved.
Dookie, which some people think is like a debut album, it's their third album, you know? It's like, we had that established base with people all around the country who we met and played for, and it was like, that was already there.
Yeah, we've been doing this for a long time, and we're gonna try to keep doing it.
Frontman, Billy Joe Armstrong country.
It's not Joel?
No, it's not, buddy. He said that they weren't even in the country when Dookie began to blow up on the radio.
When we were in Europe, we just came back and it had happened, you know, I mean, it had happened to a certain level, you know, we came back and then we went to do the Lollapalooza tour thing and it kind of weaned us into it. It just kind of happened.
I think today is a perfect day to dust off that Dookie album.
Yeah, seriously. Man.
And put it in, man. Oh,
I think I read a story a while back that I'm not sure exactly how it went, but Billy Joel was at like his kids' variety show or something. And one of the acts was a band, and they played a Green Day song, and he jumped up on stage and did vocals for it.
No kidding?
Yeah. So this whole high school got this like personal Billy Joe show.
God.
You know, how cool would that be?
So, those kids are like, oh yeah, I played it. Billy Joe.
Yeah.
Duh. Suck it. Those kids got so laid.
Oh, bro.
All right, that's your Rock News. We'll be back.